Day 16. I don't want to start over. Maybe you're having a desire to start something new, or to try an old thing in a new way. And the minute you think of it, you feel a little thrill, but then you think, oh, but I don't want to start over. And that one thought keeps you from doing anything. So I want to suggest to you this very simple idea that you are never starting over. You are continuing the journey of your life, and you are bringing with you all of the tools and experiences and insights that you have gained along the way. Think of it this way. If you were to start high school again as a freshman, you would not be starting over. You would be enrolling as you, and you would bring to that experience all of who you are and all you have learned between then and now. The same is true of your relationships. A new marriage is not starting over. A new marriage is just that, a new marriage and a new exploration, a new opportunity for you to take all of the lessons that you've learned the hard way and the easy way and make a better life for yourself and for the people you love. Sometimes I talk to people who've been successful in one career and they want to move over to another career, but they stop themselves because they don't want to start over. And about 95% of the time, my advice to those people is something like, could you combine those two things? Is there a way to do both? For example, I remember talking to a lawyer who wanted to become a life coach, and she got certified as a life coach, but then she didn't really know what to do because she didn't want to start over and lose all the perks of her job, nor did she really want to start a new career as a life coach. And I said, well, why don't you be a lawyer for life coaches? Now that you understand who they are and what they do, and frankly, the world needs lawyers who understand life coaching because almost no one does. She was thrilled with this new direction for her practice. Bring the fullness of your experience to everything you do. And don't be afraid to combine talents, skills, or experiences, even ones that don't seem to go together. Be the plumber who preaches a vegan lifestyle and puts recipes in his ads. Be the preacher who used to be on Broadway and uses all her performance skills to create fabulous Sunday services. Finally, don't forget about the beauty of beginner's mind. It can be very freeing and very restful to learn a new skill, to enter into a new activity, to do something that you are terrible at. Humble yourself to the work. Think of it as recycling. You are repurposing all of your education, all of your life experience. The totality of who you are is going to flow into this moment, this job, this activity, this idea, this project, and it will be unmistakably yours. Only you bring you to each endeavor, and the more you put into it, the more memorable, the more inimitable it will be, and the more inevitable your success. When you look at your could-do list today in your real-life planner, think about how you can combine all of your talents and skills to approach problem-solving in a new way. Have some fun with it, okay? Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine love flowing through us, expressing as us now in this moment. In this moment, in this moment, in this moment, we allow our mind's eye to see a slideshow of our lives. Here you are as a baby, as a toddler, at 5, 8, 10, playing, reading, wearing your favorite shirt. Here you are as a teenager, a young adult. Here you are on a special day, on a difficult day, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, last week, 1 minute ago. And we see the truth of the duality, that we are always the same person, and we are always changing, evolving, growing, always being made new. We embrace the illusion of time. We embrace the illusion of identity. We embrace the illusion of right and wrong. We embrace the illusion of endings and beginnings. We lean in to the continuum of life and take our comfort there. Amen.